For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump unleashed an attack on Germany at the start of the NATO summit, lecturing them on a disparity of military spending.
This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayers.
The president was intent on blasting the European allies for not spending enough on defense. He called them delinquent. NATO's Secretary General says the allies have all agreed the burden isn't being fairly shared, but it's not clear they'll agree to the president's new call to up defense spending, not to just 2% of the nation's GDP, but 4%. Fact-checkers say there is no debt owed to the U.S., and no countries are delinquent in paying anything to America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page defied a congressional subpoena by not appearing before the House Judiciary Committee for a closed-door interview as scheduled. House Speaker Paul Ryan says these subpoenas are not optional.
She was a part of a mess that we have uncovered over at DOJ. She has an obligation to come and testify. If she wants to come plead the fifth, that's her choice. But a subpoena to testify before Congress is not optional. It's mandatory.
China is accusing the U.S. of bullying and warned it would hit back after the Trump administration threatened a new list of tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The goods are seafood, personal care items such as shampoo and soap, accessories like handbags, gloves, and luggage. There's also electronic equipment like digital cameras, TV components, and refrigerators. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Yeah, I don't want to hamstring the president's negotiating tactics, but I've long said I don't think tariffs are the right way to go.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Louisiana teenager is working hard to make her dream come true. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Since she was 3 years old, Alyssa Carson has always wanted to be an astronaut. Alyssa is now training to be one of the astronauts to go to Mars in the year 2033. She joined Fox News to talk about why she wants to go to Mars.
I think that when I first got interested, I mainly wanted to go to Mars just because of the curiosity of it and kind of wanting to know what was there. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of started to learn more about the importance of going and how important it is to kind of show all of us humans that we have the ability and we have the technology that we can actually explore further than just Earth. And going to Mars is actually a possibility that can actually become our reality of having people go there, stay there, do research, and come back safely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A new TV game show will pay off your student loans. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
It's a trivia show called Paid Off, and it premiered on True TV on Tuesday. The winning prize for answering questions correctly is getting your student loan debt paid off. But there are critics of the show. They call it a cruel joke about a true public crisis. But True TV defends the show, calling student loan debt a ridiculous crisis that does deserve a ridiculous game show to address it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.